This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. And a reminder that this is now day two of our Spring Member Fest, and we'd like to hear from you. We want your contributions. If you are capable of making them at any amount, we appreciate it immensely at WRKF, and you are the public and public radio. You make all the programs happen here, including this one, so please give us your support. If you can do it this hour, that makes it even better. The number to do that is 855-893-9753, 855-893-9753. We look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for your support. We begin our discussion this hour. Our leadoff guest is Dallas Hartwick. He has written a compelling book, New York Times best-selling co-author of The Whole 30, and it starts with food. This one is The Four-Season Solution, the groundbreaking new plan for feeling better, living well, and powering down our always-on lives. Good morning, Dallas.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to talk with you. And you believe, obviously, as a nutritionist, that what we eat has immense value or perhaps detriment to our health. How important is it for us to watch what we consume?
It's of paramount importance. The title of my very first book was It Starts With Food, and that's really a statement about how compelling and how important I think it is. And that book was written almost a decade ago, and in the research that I've done over that last decade, I've come to realize that food is of paramount importance, and sleep in particular, the kind of the way we engage with the light-dark cycle, is of pretty much similar importance.
So you think sleep is also something that is essential if we're going to have good health?
No doubt. No doubt. And I think that's something that research is really coming to conclude. And really, the research is much stronger on sleep these days. And I lay out why that matters. And in the book, I talk about how it's not just actually about hours spent sleeping, but actually time spent in darkness. And I think that's a new perspective that I haven't read in other books.
What about people, Dallas, who say they only sleep 2 or 3 hours a night?
Yeah, I mean, the chronic sleep restriction is highly correlated with many chronic diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, and risk of autoimmune disease. Because really what's happening there is we are experiencing the stress of the alertness and doing kind of modern life with all of its social media notifications and email and financial stress and just kind of running around with traffic and doing our lives. And we don't have adequate recovery. So what happens over the course of time is we just wear ourselves down. And that's the sensation all of us have, is of being frayed and overstimulated and frazzled. And when we have chronically inadequate sleep, that really comes at a tremendous both health cost and also psychological cost. Because sleep restriction is also correlated with anxiety and depression to a very high degree.
The number again, 877-217-5757 for Dallas Hartwick. The book is The Four-Season Solution. And we had a report earlier this week that 42% of Americans are obese, not just overweight, but obese. What is happening in this country? We're living longer, albeit in the last few years have not pushed the needle forward that much, but we're living longer in spite of some bad habits, and one of the worst is that we're getting bigger and bigger as people, and I believe you would say that that's not good as far as our overall health.
Undoubtedly, and we are living longer, and that's not necessarily the same as living better. And one of the arguments that I make in the book is that we can actually live better with some consistent basic lifestyle habits. And I talk about four areas. I talk about nutrition, as you've already mentioned. I talk about light and dark cycle, which includes sleep. I talk about movement, including exercise. And I talk about the way that we connect, both with ourselves, with a sense of place and belonging, obviously with other people, that's of profound importance as well, and with a sense of purpose, which is highly correlated with both longevity and also health and happiness long term.
Now, a few listeners have already commented about this BMI index. It's not always accurate. There are exceptions, particularly for athletes. I would think a 250-pound man is in better shape if he can bench press his weight than a 150-pound man who can't bench press half his weight.
Undoubtedly. And I'm closer. I happen to be 6'4", about 205. And so I'm in that space where if you look at BMI, I'm marginally, I'm leaning towards being overweight, but in general, I'm healthy. And so I think BMI, it's a rough approximation of what's going on with people's body weight, but it's not a very good indicator of their actual health status.
It's interesting that you're 6'4", 205, and you're almost overweight according to BMI. The average male in America is 5'9 and weighs about 200 pounds. So obviously the average male in America is, according to BMI, in grotesque physical condition.
Indeed. And I think that's, we don't have to look very far to see people who are really suffering, who are really struggling to balance the very real needs in their lives of having a job and having a schedule and the stress of just living in this overstimulating modern world. And stress in and of itself leads us to overconsume nutrients, poor foods, especially sugary foods. And it's a difficult environment that we've created for ourselves that clearly does not support health on a societal level. And my life's work is giving people practical, accessible tools so that they don't have to go through the suffering of feeling fatigued and depressed and to be in chronic pain and to have the limitations that chronic disease brings with it. And there's no doubt that the number of Americans that are obese these days directly impacts their quality of life, their health, their happiness. So it's not just about how long they live, but it's also that lack of health corrodes our ability to have rich, vibrant, gratifying lives, and that breaks my heart, and that's what drives me.
Now, we see many times people, they develop these good habits for a while, sleep, exercise, diet, and then they get away from it. Early part of the year, for example, the gyms are full. By this time of the year,
sure,
not so much. Why can't we stick with it?
Well, it's a really great question. It's a question that is complex and multifactorial. One of the reasons I think that we struggle to make changes early in the year, you know, thinking about January 1st, New Year's resolutions, is that the deep, sort of the dead of winter in the places, you know, in the parts of the country that have really significant changes seasonally, the dead of winter when the days are shorter and the world is sort of just darker in general is not a particularly motivating time. And I argue in the book that actually taking advantage of the change in the light cycle and the warming up temperatures in the springtime is actually a more advantageous time to embark on a new program, whether it's exercise or a new dietary approach. And also, really what it comes down to is the mismatch between the environment that we've created that makes everything pleasurable and convenient and low effort and stimulating at the cost of nourishing ourselves. And so redesigning the environment around us, and that starts with literally our bedrooms and our homes, changing the environment such that it supports healthy habits has to be step one.
Well, the sedentary lifestyle that we have in this country is a big factor, and with these iPhones now, many people spend hours of the day tweeting and just going to social media sites when they could be out walking or doing something more vigorous. Is it such that we are now in a pattern where our lifestyle is not conducive to good health?
Undoubtedly. I think that you make a couple great observations there. One of which is that we have become excessive consumers of media, and social media is an obvious example, but media of all kinds, whether that is podcasts or movies or streaming TV on, you know, through Netflix or something like that, we've become very accustomed to being stimulated and engaged and entertained all the time. And one of the things, in the same way as sleep is important for restoration of our bodies, one of the other things that's important is giving our brains time to process and heal and work on things, and having space actually where we are not continuously stimulated is really important for our brain's health. And I argue that removing some of that chronic overstimulation in order to make space for things like introspection or journaling or reading or conversation with loved ones, or, to your point, to do more physical activity is a really important shift that we all need to make. And the environment makes that really challenging because all of these media are indeed stimulating and rewarding. It's hard to tear ourselves away from that.
What about social isolation? You write about it in the Four Seasons Solution. Independent of all these other good habits, if we are isolated, you say that's bad for our health.
It's bad for our health, and I think it's worse for our health than most of us recognize. Nobody likes to be lonely and isolated, but in terms of driving chronic stress, and chronic stress is extremely well researched and correlated with chronic disease progression, and social isolation produces a situation of chronic stress. And so one of the things that I feel very strongly about is giving people the opportunity and urging them to...
I tell you what, hold tight. You heard the music and you stopped talking. You know how this works, but we had a few seconds, but we'll pick up and spend a bit more time, a few more minutes with Dallas Hartwick. His book is The Four Seasons Solution. The number is 877-217-5757. This is Jim Inkster, pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana, and a reminder that our Spring Member Fest is in full bloom, now in day two, and we would like to hear from you. It's always a pleasure to receive acknowledgement that the program is appreciated, and all the entities at WRKF are treasured by you, and a way to do that is to call 855-893-9753, and thank you to Brett Davis, to Roy Hettelberg, and to Lisa Devlin. Thank you so much for your contributions to WRKF. 877-217-5757. Dallas Hartwick is with us, and his book is The Four Season Solution, and we've had other authors on covering much of the same ground that Dallas has in our early segment with him, but his book does go some places that other books have not, and there are some captivating chapters. One is Beaten Down by Being Normal, and you have a subchapter called The Neuroscience of Rhythms. What do you mean by this, Dallas?
Well, you know, we are biological creatures, and the natural world does not exist in straight lines and right angles and light switches that go off and on. We are oscillatory creatures. And so we have this mismatch between the environment we've created and the way our actual physiology works. So what I'm trying to compel people and educate people about is how to recreate more rhythmicity in our lives, such that it matches the way our physiology works, instead of the much more industrial and mechanical and digital world that we've created for ourselves.
Now, a listener notes this coronavirus scare, and it may, of course, end up being much more than a scare, has caused some people to stay inside, and just doing that could be detrimental to our health. Not everybody has workout equipment in their home, and what will happen if there's a pandemic? Independent of the fact that we're all going to be vulnerable to coronavirus or COVID-19, what will happen if we're all inside doing little or nothing to stimulate our limbs and keep us going and keep us fit?
Yeah, I mean, if that happens for an extended period of time, that's a really major problem, because it basically would exacerbate our already broadly sedentary lives. But there's a really great opportunity, because we can still do movement in our homes, and it requires maybe a little more deliberate action. But being able to walk up and down the stairs, you know, do movements like squatting, lunging, picking things up over our heads, lifting things, carrying things, it might be a bit more of a contrived, almost exercise-like, or kind of more like a gym program. But there's definitely opportunities for us to be in our homes and also still physically active. It just doesn't happen quite as naturally as going outside and going for a walk or a run. But in the very short term, you know, if we're talking about days or weeks, there's probably not any significant long-term harm there. The issue is that forms the backbone of a new sedentary habit, and that really has a cost to our health.
Well, we commend you on your fine work. Another good book from Dallas Hartwick. The last one was a New York Times bestseller, The Whole 30, and it starts with food. This one is The Four Season Solution, the groundbreaking new plan for feeling better, living well, and powering down on our always-on lives.